is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
This is not funny. The Babylon Bee has the story of a 50-year-old with arthritis wins PGA, proudly proves once and for all that golf is not a sport.
The evidence keeps mounting. Got a guy who was looked to be dead in the water.
I don't think it's great for the sport, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah.
59-year-old Tom Watson almost won the British Open, the Open Championship, or just the Open. And then 50-year-old Phil Mickelson wins the PGA. I just don't think it's great.
For the lovers of nostalgia, it makes you feel good. You know, Jim Nantz was waxing poetic about Phil winning. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about your sport, do you want guys who are clearly past their prime winning majors? Do you want that happening?
No, you don't. No, you don't want that happening.
Well, well, it happens in golf, apparently.
Guess what?
To your point, hey, Brooks and Bryson, instead of, you know, jabbing each other, how about you go back and forth on a major Sunday?
Yeah. How about practicing a little bit?
Or something.
Something.
Don't let 50-year-old Phil
especially
run away from you.
He's not the most athletic dude.
Mm-hmm.
When a Harry Higgs is finishing in that, you don't know what Harry
I
Higgs
don't know
looks
who Harry
like?
No.
You can just imagine.
Yeah.
His name's Harry Higgs. Not the greatest of athletes.
Like, you're never going to see Frank Gore leading the league in rushing. He'll still get out there, good guy, good teammate, but Frank Gore's not going for 1,700 yards.
Brady, now.
That is the one.
Brady. All right. We got a 43-year-old.
But was he the best? He won a Super Bowl. He wasn't the
won
best.
A Super Bowl,
he wasn't
though.
The best quarterback,
but
though.
But he
sure.
won the Super Bowl.
But it's not an individual sport.
Time.
Not individual sport, and he had help, and it certainly helped him.
Well, that Phil had his brother on the back.
That the alleged best quarterback in the game currently didn't have an offensive line.
Phil had his brother on the back. So.
What does his brother do?
I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Look,
all right.
Brady's not leading the league in passing yards, is he? He's not doing that, but he won a Super Bowl. Team sport. This ain't good for golf.
The NBA doubled down on why they didn't suspend LeBron James. To clarify any remaining misconception, LeBron James briefly attended an outdoor event last week where participants were required to be vaccinated or return a negative test result. Under these circumstances, and in consultation with medical experts, it was determined that his attendance did not create risks related to the spread of COVID-19, and therefore no quarantine was necessary. Over the course of this season, there have been numerous similar violations of the league's health and safety protocols, which were addressed with the player's team in a similar fashion. I don't know. There are other instances, I think, were of guys who did something similar and were suspended. I did see that somewhere, and I don't see it in here now. But neither people are just pointing out all kinds of different ones, you know, different guys who got suspended and they didn't even have COVID. They were just around it or whatever, around people, and they got suspended. We had Kevin Porter Jr. KPJ, he got suspended when he's around a bunch of hookers.
No, strippers.
Strippers, rather.
Disrespectful.
I didn't mean, well, they do stuff for money.
Well, some of them, not all of them.
Well, no, they do stuff for money.
Some of them, you're right.
They take their clothes off for money.
I thought you meant other stuff for money.
Well, they.
You do stuff for money, then.
Yeah, I do stuff for money.
Everyone does stuff for money.
I do stuff for money. Yeah, yeah. I don't take my clothes off for money.
Well, no one's looking for that. Yeah.
Nobody needs that.
No.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, nobody needs that. So, and LeBron was going to play. There was zero
chance. Not that zero. It mattered.
No, less than zero chance.
Yeah, they still got smacked around by Phoenix, but he was always going to play.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776, the number, if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number. Kyrie, but Kyrie was with... at a party with a bunch of people inside and everything else. He was at a birthday party, right? Doesn't Kyrie take off games every time?
something.
There's a birthday?
Or something politically disturbing happens to him, or he sees, he'll take off games.
Yeah. No, he certainly likes to take off games whenever there's a whenever somebody has a birthday.
And Kyrie got smacked around almost $1 million. He lost from game checks for not being able to from not playing for that.
Oh well, yeah. Kyrie's like, whatevs. I'm having a party. It's a party.
Yeah.
Some parties are more costly than others.
LeBron's not that costly.
Yeah. No, LeBron. No, we ain't taking any of LeBron's money away. LeBron does more for the league. Kyrie's just weird. Kyrie just says weird stuff.
Yes, he is. He says weird things.
He does say weird things. 713-780-3776. Listen, the bullpen is a mess. The bullpen has been a mess and probably will continue to be a mess. You got to get six out of Greinke, right, tonight? I mean, up against Kershaw, let's see. What do you think this number is?
Kershaw against Greinke.
Who do you think? Kershaw's got to be a favorite, right? These guys have won 11 of 12 games. These guys are playing unbelievable baseball right now. We're catching them and the Padres at the worst possible time. And here's the thing. Has it lost a little luster because they lost all three against the Rangers over the weekend?
You mean the series?
Well, yeah. I mean, the excitement.
No,
I mean, if they had come in here and winning two out of three against the Rangers or sweeping the Rangers, it'd be like, look at these two juggernauts.
Yeah, their Astros would be red hot in the power rankings they do every week. They'd be right at the top. But you know what? It's still Astros Dodgers. You're only a game and a half out of first. You're still a good baseball team. You had a bad weekend. You know what? It's still a premier series.
So what do you think? Guess what? The Dodgers are only a slight favorite, -115. The Astros are -105.
Well, if we get
which means you got to spend $115 to win 100.
I feel really good if they got the Greinke from his last start.
Risk rather. What do you think the under over on runs scored is?
Astros. I'm gonna go 6.5.
It's 8.5.
Really? Well, the bullpen for the Astros could always blow up. I could see that.
Hey, Greinke.
Well, Greinke. Look, the Blue Jays start not good. The Rangers start he scuffled, but still went 7. Only gave up 3. And last start he was really dominant.
Yeah,
8. He went 8 and gave up a run on 4 hits.
No, he's but you know
you
don't
know. Never know.
You never know. And oh, by the way, Kershaw got lit up the last time he was here.
Yeah, Greinke's Kershaw's ERA is a little over 3. Greinke's 3.77, almost 3.8. So. Yeah, I guess that number seems right, particularly if you think if he's not going to go deep, you get to that Astros bullpen with that Dodgers lineup. 8.5 may be a small number if he doesn't go 6 or 7.
Boy, it sure would be nice. You got to get innings out of him because you just can't. Who's first out of the pen tonight? I mean, honestly.
When's he done for the night?
Let's say he's done after 7.
I guess.
Well, let's say he's done after 6.
And it's still a close ball game. The Dodgers, like, maybe a run down or something.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, who?
I don't like it. I don't like any of it.
Who do you take? Who? I mean, if there's anybody on base, you can't bring Enola in. That's for sure. The best ERA in the pen right now is Emmanuel. Paredes is next. Well, Presley's obviously the best.
Yeah,
Then Emmanuel and Paredes.
I guess Emmanuel. I feel the best about.
Wow, and then it goes down from there. Stanek has just been a disaster, but he's still only got a 3.60. Belak 4.35, but he's been better of late.
I just appreciate the bullpen if they threw strikes early in count.
That's all.
How about
Enola? But you can't. You got to start Enola in an inning. You can't bring him in with anybody on. You just can't trust him to throw strikes. You just can't. Maybe Emmanuel.
Yes, I'm saying that would be my guy. If he has to become the 28-year-old rookie has to become your setup man, do it.
I mean, his last 5 outings, he's given up 1 earned run. Not bad.
Yes.
That's who you got to trust now. A guy. Who you didn't know a month ago.
No one had ever heard of.
Had heard of him a month ago. That's probably your go-to guy. 10-13, that's bad. 10-13 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Hi, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776 to get in here to hang out with us. Jake Odorizzi looked pretty good. Brett Stromp said he liked his... He liked the split finger. He liked his off-speed stuff. He looked pretty darn good. 4 2/3 innings last night for the Skeeters. Could be back. He and Fromber both could be back, along with Urquidy, sometime in June. Be nice. It'd be nice. Nice to have those guys back and to have a bullpen that was actually not that Kent Emmanuel wasn't your best seventh inning option.
So you're locking Odorizzi into this. To the rotation.
I am. Yeah, he's got the pelts. He is a starter, has been a starter in the league. He's got more experience. Javier has been a bullpen guy. We saw him out of the bullpen. I'm sure it would be nice to bring him in the seventh. Bor Garcia in the seventh. Bring in Javier in the eighth and Presley in the ninth. That'd be nice.
And these were the guys that would have been the setup if they're healthy, right? With Fromber, Urquidy, and Odorizzi. We were talking about the Javier, Garcia, Presley combination. Getting guys out late.
Yeah. Well, Baez was supposed to be in that mix. Mm-hmm. Taylor's supposed to be in that mix. Josh James is still coming back from his hip. I don't know what you can count on Josh James, but he certainly would be a better option than we got right now, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I would welcome Josh James back.
They can get through this final stretch of tough opponents and they're still in a good spot and they can start moving guys back to, I guess, their preordained positions before injuries hit. You got to feel like, okay, this bullpen stinks, but guys are back in their right spots. And now we'll see what we're about.
Yep. So there's a lot of good news. Unfortunately, it's not happening right now during the toughest. It's not even arguable the toughest stretch that you'll face. And when you're facing the best three teams in baseball, 12 out of 15 games, and the other one's Toronto, do you see young Vlad? He's crushing it. And hit a couple more homers, and now he has got the league lead. That's your ease. That's where the schedule eases up over those 15 games. Toronto. So 12 out of 15 games against the best, and then the other three are Toronto. So this is going to be fun. I wish they were playing better than what they showed in Texas, but you never know. They were playing great before that.
Yeah, I mean, they went into Oakland and took the division lead away from them. Unfortunately, they gave it right back. So they've proven and they've dominated that series this year against Oakland. So they have proven at least they can beat a good AOS team. It's time to strap it up and go beat some teams out of the division. So you feel worse because you drop three to the Rangers and you're like, what are we doing here? But they're a good baseball team. They don't need to go run through this stretch and dominate, but they should keep their head above water. You finish maybe a game of above 500 through the stretch, you're still in a pretty good spot. And then by the time it's over, you hope you're everybody's back and show what this team is at full strength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did we say Phil Mickelson was leading the season in anything? He doesn't. What?
No, we were talking. We were comparing why it's bad for golf, and we were naming we were talking about Brady, how he had a good, really good years, and it's not bad for football. That's what we were. Talking
yeah. Right.
About.
Right. 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 Phil won one tournament, not leading the season in anything. No, I get that. He did win a major, though. He won a championship, a major, at the age of 50.
I think I mentioned Frank Gore.
In the best field. So the best field should have been able to take care of a 50-year-old.
I think, I guess, because I mentioned Frank Gore leading the league in rushing, I guess. I don't know what the equivalent is of winning a major.
Maybe that's
as far as a football player. I don't know what that equivalent is.
No, that's true. Well, he just won a playoff game.
Yeah, Frank Gore goes for 150 in a playoff game to win it. I don't know, whatever you think is the right comparison. Frank Gore's not doing that. as great as he has been. But he's older.
You know what, though? I guess he could have one game.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But this is over 4 days, yes. Not one game.
Yeah. Yeah. With the best field.
Yeah.
Where you're playing the best of the best.
Yeah. It's not supposed to happen. That's why it's such
a... And Phil wasn't even close to being the best of the best.
That's why it's such a historic thing. It's not supposed to happen.
Charles Altuve said he'd go with a scrub. Yeah, I guess. I mean, when everybody comes back, I think a scrub will still be here. He'll still be an option. He was an option last year. He really likes Rayleigh for whatever reason. I think Joe Smith's got, right? Joe Smith's done.
Well, they're celebrating his 800th appearance. I saw that video clip. Joe Smith talks about his 800th appearance. Can it be his final appearance?
Maybe 800. Let's finish it off at 801, 804 by the time
let's not get to 820.
No, we don't need to get to 820. But Joe Smith's got to be the guy, one of the odd men out, right? There's got to be more. There's more than a few. I don't know what do you do with Belak? What do you do with? I don't know. But certainly there, Garcia. The thought is Garcia might go to the minors to stay sharp as a starter because you're probably going to need, some emergency help to stay sharp as a starter. He goes down to the minors. I'm sure wouldn't you rather go to the bullpen than go to the minors and be a starter?
It's nice being on the big club.
Yeah. You travel nicer.
Yeah.
Everything gets nicer.
Everything's better.
Yeah. And you got a full house, which is hopefully going to happen tonight. A full house at Minute Maid. So we'll find out how many people are. Well, first of all, are people ready to go out? Are people ready to be around a full house? How many people can't afford it anymore? How many people don't want to be at a place where everybody is there and apparently you don't have to wear any face coverings? Mm-hmm. I think we're going to find that out. Because this series, the next series with Boston coming in, those are sellouts. It should be sellouts every night. I don't care if it's a Monday night or a Tuesday night or whatever the case may be. It doesn't get any bigger than this. There's one good team in this city, people. One good team.
Yeah, you're talking about capacity. It made me think of the NBA playoffs. Home teams have been pretty good. Denver lost their first game, but their capacity is not even 50%. I wonder when these series and Dallas won in L.A., but that's not a full house either. I wonder if when these teams who haven't played in front of full houses go on the road, and Atlanta too, they beat New York, so it's kind of an off and on thing, how these teams will react to playing in full houses on the road because they haven't done it all year. Now, Atlanta was fine in New York. They beat them, but they're probably a more talented team. It'll be interesting to see. We're still getting into game twos tonight. We had the two game twos last night, but the going home and trying to stave off elimination, which the Heat will practically be doing, going down 3-0, they'll be done. I wonder how these playoffs, if there'll be these big swings now that home fans will be involved in a way they haven't been since what, March of 2020? When's the last time a crowd affected a game, really? A big game in basketball. Maybe that Knicks game on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, and the Nets.
Yeah.
Nets certainly played a part, right?
Yeah, well, the Nets felt like they're playing with their
food. The Knicks crowd gave Trae Young a bunch of energy.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see how that stuff, when series start to switch places, if crowds are a big deal again.
Yeah, they should be.
Yeah, hopefully that's their big deal here in town against this kind of homestand.
Yeah,
on this homestand,
I certainly played a role in the PGA Championship, didn't it? By the way, the PGA CEO apologized for the crowd control.
Yeah, Brooks kept
or lack thereof.
Knee got dinged, and he was upset about it.
He was not happy about it.
And
you upset Brooks Koepka. Guess what happens?
Well,
he gives you the side eye,
and well, Bryson DeChambeau caught some of that. So. The PGA, the head of the PGA apologized for, the guy touching Phil, I guess. And then Brooks Koepka getting a couple dings on his knee.
Yep.
I like the crowd. Now, I guess you go too far, but if they can find a balance, I get it. Golf doesn't like when guys talk in the backswing or they're approaching a putt. it makes me feel like golf is soft, but I get it. Those are the rules. But if you anything in bounds, I want the crowd to be as boisterous as possible, as long as I guess it's within the rules. It's fun. But y'all soft, though.
Y'all, you're soft. Man, we got to find this AJ and Fred.
They fought again? What are we
looking for? They were getting after me.
For what?
About the tire.
What time?
AJ dropped me off, too, yesterday in his truck.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was torrential. I mean, it was coming down like it was torrential when we went home. Visibility was zero.
When he dropped you off?
Right after the show. Did you leave here?
Yeah. I thought you were talking about that time because I was getting on 6 or 59 and I couldn't see.
You can't see.
I couldn't
see. That's how hard it was coming down.
I had to, like, it's my window, the windshield's fogging up. It's fogging up. The rain's coming down. I had to open. I opened up my window just so until the stuff kicked in so the window stopped fogging. It was bad. Like, I was going up a ramp and couldn't see.
You couldn't see and you couldn't, I mean, you were like, wow. I mean, it was coming down hard. So just at that time, we go home. AJ takes me home. We get to my house. I run out of the car. I'll go around, open the garage door. And I'm trying to get my bike out of the back. And AJ's got the tailgate locked. So I'm pounding on the truck. It was coming down so hard, I don't even think he heard me. I'm hitting his truck, trying to get, hey, unlock the tailgate. I mean, poor, and I'm getting soaked as he's sitting, and finally he opens it up, and they were laughing about it. They had a little good laugh.
They made fun of you.
They had a good laugh about that.
How do you feel about it?
And I feel like a-hole. But I couldn't say that because he gave me a ride home and put the bike in the back. So that was nice of him. Bike got soaked, by the way. He doesn't have a cover with it. Okay.
Do you think he went cheap on the truck?
Yeah, I kind of do. Hey, you know, pick it up, AJ.
Got a nice truck, pick it up. Program director, going to be part. You got a big deal coming in. Hey, pick it up on the amenities.
Maybe he'll get one now that he's going to Vegas. You know, so everything doesn't get burnt by the sun.
Hey, you might want to add some accessories to that truck.
Adrian. Yeah. They had a good laugh about that. And they also had a good laugh that I can change a tire. Done it. Been there. Done it.
That's not going to be.
Didn't want to do it yesterday.
The story now is you can't change a tire.
I can change a tire. Mm-hmm. Can change a tire. By the way, I've changed plenty of tires in my life. And you know what I didn't want to do? Because this is a relatively new car. And, oh, by the way, I'm leasing it, so I'm going to give it back in a year and a half. I don't want to open that thing up.
There's a lot of excuses for not changing your tire.
Yeah. You know what else happened? Got it towed to the Greeks, and the Greeks fixed it. Mm-hmm. How's that? How's that for a tire story?
Unfortunately for you, the new story is you're a puss.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That's what?
I can't fight it. That's the story, right?
Fake news.
That's the story around the station.
That's fake news.
I walked in and you don't. Sometimes you don't pay attention to the emails, but they're like these emails that everyone sees, and it goes. The subject matter is John's a puss. I thought that was inappropriate. Mm. We got some other emails yesterday that we need to pay attention to.
Oh yeah, got that one.
Yeah, but the John's a puss email I thought was that's aggressive.
That is. First of all, it's fake news. 713-780-3776. Still ahead. News of the Weird is going to be coming your way not too long, about 15 minutes from now. Stay with us.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Dell, Pro Football Focus puts out its top 10 college football teams. Are we getting tired of the same teams? Look, we were talking about this yesterday, too. Why not just bet money line every game on Alabama and Clemson?
You're going to win money.
You're going to win money. But what's the value if you don't lose, if you win?
That's
true. You put $1,000 on every game, $100, $1,000, whatever you put on every game, put that same amount, you're going to lose one or two, maybe two. You'll lose one. Now, you might have to give 4-1, but it's an 11-game, 12-game season.
Yeah.
So the 4-1 that you lose, you still got 7 games to make it up, 8 games to make it up.
True. I think to answer your question, yeah, I think people, particularly if there's some combination of Alabama-Clemson, which has been a thing, not necessarily even playing each other, just in the playoff, I think people are exhausted by it in some shape, some way, shape, or form. And then if you throw in Oklahoma, is Oklahoma ever going to win a game? And they're going to have a really good team this year, but that's the question about them. Variety would help, but if you think about college football history, even before the playoff, it's always how many teams have actually been in it in the modern history. Like if you think about who's competing for championship year to year, take the playoff out of it. Who are the teams?
It's Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia. You know who the top five teams are this year? Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Georgia, Oklahoma.
And we'll get like LSU got in there once. Notre Dame's been there a couple of times. Yeah. The Pac-12 schools earlier in the playoff. But in the modern era, Notre Dame. Modern era, it's been similar, but it's been more limited to two teams. It's either BCS was an SEC team versus insert whoever in that thing. So it's always been kind of closed, but it feels even more closed off now.
It's more than ever.
Yeah.
Aggies are 6th, Florida 7th, Notre Dame 8th, Iowa 9th, LSU 10th.
LSU 10.
LSU.
That's on reputation.
Yeah.
It can't be about last year. Well, now, they finished the year pretty well. They beat Florida at Florida, and they won another game to close out their season.
Yeah, they weren't horrible. Their quarterback just transferred to Auburn.
So they're going to go with Brennan or Max Johnson. You got to hope Ogeron's hires on the defensive side helped, because that was the really bad part of their team last year.
Yep.
And you got to hope they find a quarterback they can keep healthy and will play all year. LSU has plenty of talent. Last year, you got to hope is an aberration. Because if it's not, and you already had to fire your defensive staff once, good luck, Ogeron, if you have to make changes again.
I just don't think it's good for the game that it's so closed off.
It's the Southeast and then Ohio State. That's what it is. And then Oklahoma gets in there. Like, college football is not relevant west of Oklahoma anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Until people want to sell Oregon, and yeah, they won the Pac-12 because Washington couldn't play in that game because Washington had COVID. So by default, Oregon got to play USC, and they beat USC in a conference title game. But people want to sell them, and they recruit well. But the west of Oklahoma needs a team, and Oregon and USC seem most likely. Texas would help the cause too, but yeah, it's a Southeast sport now, and then you throw in Ohio State. That's it right now for college football, as far as relevance. And like the smaller rivalries, people are always going to care about stuff because it's very provincial. But on a national scale, it's like, look at that nice little team. It's Alabama and Clemson and Ohio State again. Great.
And if Notre Dame gets in, we'll just go.
People
are
just going to get boat raced again.
They're going to get their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Is Texas A&M getting up in that neighborhood?
Well, they need to make a playoff once, but yeah, I mean, they have to continue what they're doing, and it's tough because Alabama's still in it. But if you're going to beat Alabama, this would be the year, I think. Young quarterback.
I'll be interested to see if this King kid is any good. We'll see.
Yeah, they have a young quarterback. Alabama does, but A&M does too, and King. And is Alabama never going to miss on a quarterback? Is that what we're supposed to believe? I know Tua and then Mac Jones and even Jalen was really good, but they always going to hit on the quarterback? Yeah, that's a transfer they brought in. Yeah. He was fine. That was, I would say, the talent around him, but he was fine there. Are they always just – because quarterbacks around the country, other teams don't always hit on their five stars.
Doesn't their quarterback hit all the time because they got so much talent at every position?
But there's also quarterbacks are getting drafted in the second and first round. Like Jalen second, he transferred but still got drafted in the second round. Mac Jones, top 15, Tua, top 5. Can they have a quarterback who isn't a day one, day two pick for once and see how they play out? Bryce Young is expected to continue that trend.
Well, let's see these guys pan out is going to depend. That'll be interested to see whether or not they give up on those guys. It's just a product of the system, and they're not pros. Just because they look great.
No, that's fine, but that still means they're playing well enough to get drafted. Maybe the NFL team stopped, but if they're still playing that well, that doesn't help college football as a whole. You would have to hope at some point Alabama just misses on a couple guys in a row. where they're just not the guys. And they will be, they'll have to revert back to running the football, and that'll give you a chance. But if they're just going to hit after on quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, you got no shot.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, can I get an average Alabama just quarterback for once?
Once?
Yeah.
A.J. McCarron.
Yeah, and they lost games. Not a lot, but you still felt you had a shot. Like, because back then, college football was different. Alabama changed with the times, and you noticed Nick Saban had to change because he's felt he couldn't win. He couldn't win at the highest level that way anymore. You're going to have to hope you find. And even A.J. McCarron is still an NFL quarterback. He's still working.
Yeah.
So even the guy you're talking, you got to look for a John Parker Wilson.
That's what we
need. You got to go back to 2008. And maybe a Jacob Coker type, too, who, by the way, won a national title.
Yeah. So we don't need that.
No. Look, Alabama, you think they have to miss at some point, but to your original question, the sport is very, it feels like a very small world, and there's not a lot of teams banging on the door to get in.
No. No.
Look, as much as we don't care about the Pac-12, like I said, there needs to be a USC or Oregon just to broaden things, to make it a more national sport, because right now it's like, if you're out there, the conversation is not about you at all.
No, no, no. It seems like golf. Nobody's stepping up. I mean, even in, you know, even in the, it was Phil and it was nobody else could step up. It just seems like, I mean, have we had a, well, the last good national championship we had
was
the LSU and Clemson wasn't no, that great
was,
a game.
Wasn't it the Deshaun?
It was Deshaun. Or was it, was what was Lawrence's
national? No, they blew out Bama.
Oh, yeah.
Two was
it was Deshaun, right?
Yeah, Deshaun, Bama the year before. Him and Jalen went back and forth. And then, no, Georgia, Bama. Went as overtime. Tua made the throw to Devontae
Smith.
Oh,
yeah.
That was the last great one. But it still involved two SEC teams.
Two SEC teams, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not their fault. I mean, they're recruiting at this ridiculous level and no one can find a way, but it would.
And, you know, and it just perpetuates itself, too.
Yeah, guys keep wanting to go there. First-round draft pick, Alabama. First-round draft pick, Georgia puts guys in the league. So why not keep going there? Because they'll put guys in the league. I wouldn't say you need an upstart because there's just a certain level that some teams aren't going to be able to reach. But the A&Ms of the world, as much as I don't like saying it because it means my team isn't doing it, North Carolina maybe, that's still Southeast, but at least it's different. If North Carolina can make a run at Clemson this year, hell, obviously the dream for me, but even for football, is if Miami ever became really good, that would help the sport just because people can hate them or love them. But it's still a Southern team, although Miami's not Southern, but it's still a Southeast team. The sport is very small right now.
Yep. And I wonder if, because it used to be, I'm telling you, if you get an offer from Kentucky in basketball.
You go there.
You get an offer from Alabama in football, you've made it. You're at the top of the, I don't know that you go there all the time with Kentucky now.
Well, not after last year.
No. I mean, they've had years 5 1-and-dones.
Yeah.
The starting five were all freshmen that were all 5-star or whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't know, though, that is simply – basketball's a little bit more – it's got a little bit more diversity
as far
as schools go.
I mean, they've been in our presence, in our consciousness for so long, but Gonzaga's in Spokane, Washington. And they're one of the best teams in the country every year. You can find, I mean, the pandemic ruined it for them, but Dayton was going to be a number one seed a couple years ago. So you could find it.
Yeah, but frankly, there's just too many white people here.
For Gonzaga?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, against Baylor. That turned out to be the case.
Frankly, excuse me.
Excuse me.
But frankly, there's just too many white people here.
That's what Baylor said.
That's what Baylor said.
In that title game.
That's what they said.
Excuse me. Beat it.
What are you all you white people doing here in this championship?
That's weird. We didn't think a championship game would look this way, and we're going to take advantage of it. I think I tweeted it. It felt like Baylor was like, we've been hearing about this trash team all year. We're going to show you who the best team in the country is, because it was Gonzaga all year long.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
And, oh, by the way, they did. All right, News of the Weird comes your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This is our final segment. We call it News of the Weird. Del, apparently a law firm could not employ a woman anymore after she was filmed climbing into the spider monkey exhibit at the El Paso Zoo. Do you think that you should, first of all, climb into the spider monkey exhibit, or B, be fired from your job because you did it?
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Well, that is
I don't
true.
Think you should climb into any enclosure. There's a reason they're behind fences and walls to separate them from you. You're not supposed to climb into the spider monkey enclosure.
No. And I don't want to be. Why do you want to be around spider monkeys?
Doesn't seem appealing at all.
You can see her. She's sitting on the rocks and she's feeding them, I guess. And then she walks out of there. She was soaking wet.
She fall in the water?
Yeah, it wasn't that great. So
she wasn't that great.
I didn't say that.
Oh, what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I said it wasn't that great.
Ah.
Apparently,
she's in El Paso.
She's in El Paso. Yeah.
Well, okay.
John Cena had to apologize on Weibo. What is Weibo?
Sure, it's an app. I don't know what it
is. Yeah, I don't know it either. He called Taiwan a country.
And it's did he have to apologize to China for calling it a country?
Yes.
Him and Daryl
Morey. Do you want Fast and Furious 9 to actually sell in China, or do you want it to be banned?
Is Weibo the Chinese version of Twitter?
At this point, we don't know. He said he's given a lot of information every day, so it's possible that in an interview with Tom, he was deliberately given the wrong information and made a slip of the tongue. But at least he came out and corrected the mistake.
In an interview with the Taiwanese broadcaster to promote the new Fast and Furious film earlier this month, Cena, speaking Mandarin, said Taiwan is the first country that can watch F9, sparking a firestorm of criticism in one of Hollywood's largest international markets. Yeah, you don't want to mess with China.
No.
With the Fast and the Furious stuff.
No. See, that's why LeBron.
Yeah, that's why he kind of backed away from saying really anything. But that's LeBron's stance now. He doesn't say much about anything if it's going to cost him money. Yeah, he posted a video, like you said, posted a video on Weibo saying he's sorry for the comments. You know, Vin Diesel's like, excuse me, I brought you into my movie. You're going to play my brother. You're going to ruin the franchise before it even really gets going in China. Hey, get out there and apologize, John.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the video, Charlie Bit My Finger?
No.
Type it in and you can play it. You've seen that. It's had
Charlie Bit My Finger.
Yeah, 883 million views.
I don't think I've seen it.
You've seen it.
I'm looking at it right now. I don't think I've seen
it. You don't
it.
See it? Okay, play it.
Charlie. Charlie bit me.
Sticking his finger back in Charlie's mouth.
Yep.
Ouch. Ouch, Charlie! Ouch!
Take your
Charlie,
finger out.
Charlie, that really hurts.
It's funny because they're British.
Yeah. And now the kids are grown up now.
It happened in 2007.
Yeah. So they were what? One and three?
Something like that.
Right? So now they're 21 now?
Is Charlie biting his finger some more, or did they make an appearance?
No. 07 is 12, 13 years ago, 14 years ago?
Yeah, 14
17?
Years ago.
Yeah. So it sold. Charlie sold yesterday the NFT.
NFT for, yeah.
$760,000.
So those kids are now rolling in it. Did they get to sell it?
I don't know. Who gets the money?
Who sold it?
Who gets that money? YouTube? It's taken off YouTube now.
Well, they took it down off YouTube to auction it. For an NFT. So they had
an NFT, and somebody bought it for $760,000.
Well, I just played it off of YouTube, so someone had copied it or something because they didn't take it down yet.
Oh, you?
I just played it off of YouTube. So.
Well, apparently they're. Yeah, but you can watch LeBron's shot from the corner anytime you want, and somebody owns it.
It looks like it's the.
Well, yeah, what do I get?
It's the official Charlie Bit Me YouTube page. So maybe they haven't taken it down yet because it's some of their appearances and Charlie Bit Me.
I don't understand this NFT thing.
I don't either, but I didn't know. So they sold that for
$760,999.
All because Charlie bit his finger.
Yeah. You've never seen that before? I thought everybody's seen it.
No, I hadn't seen it.
883 million views.
Somehow I missed it.
So Samoa swore in its first female prime minister, Del. Unfortunately, they had...
from the woman, by the way.
Well, you're going to take orders from her. Except, I don't think they're taking the orders because she was locked out of parliament, so they did it in a tent. Apparently, Parliament is none too pleased that they have a female.
So they locked her out?
Yeah.
So I told you.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
Yeah, so they're none too happy in Samoa that she won, apparently. Well.
Wait, so the people of Samoa, what, the people voted on? Did,
yeah,
like, okay,
people voted her in.
The people of Samoa voted her in, and now the politicians are pissed off about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, and they locked her out. Can't come in.
Men are just clowns sometimes.
Right.
The people voted for. If it's as simple as that, what do you have to say? You can't do anything about it. Accusations of treason as Samoan MPs hold swearing-in ceremony outside parliament in a tent, as you say.
Mm-hmm. Irony is not lost on Rochester, New York Mayor Lovely Warren. One of her pet peeves is illegal guns, Del. Guess what they found at her house?
Is it illegal guns?
Illegal guns. See, ding, 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 ding. You hit it.
I mean, you ain't got to be that bright considering a lot of the stories about when people are put in positions of power to be against something, they're doing exactly the thing they have a problem with in these stories. So what does she get charged? What's going to happen to this woman now?
State troopers. So after her husband was found with coke in the car.
Okay.
Perfect. State troopers subsequently raided Warren's home, found an unregistered pistol and a rifle that apparently belonged to her husband. She is anti illegal guns in this country, and her husband had two.
Well, she should move to Texas.
Yeah.
Because now, did you see? You don't need a license.
You don't need training.
You don't need training. So she's in the wrong state.
All right.
If she's like, there are no illegal guns here at this point, it feels like, so come here.
Yeah. A Florida man is under arrest, apparently arrested for battery against his daughter. He struck his daughter in the face with a slice of pizza. Have you ever been attacked with a piece of pizza?
No. I mean, I'm a solitary person, so normally when pizza's around, it's just for me.
Right.
But that's a disrespectful act. To get slapped in the face with a slice of pizza. Have you ever been hit by food because someone was pissed off at you? I mean, I get the food fight. Maybe chuck a piece of macaroni at someone because you're being funny. But have you ever been hit with food because someone was upset with you?
No, I don't believe I've ever been. No, I don't believe I've ever been struck with food.
Me either.
Yeah. So that's the.
So is the daughter the one pressing charges?
Apparently.
Well,
a Berlin Zoo. Remember the incestuous polar bears?
Yes.
Apparently, the zoo is blaming the Russians for the mix-up.
What did the Russians do?
I don't know. It's not blaming Russia. Human error documents that led to their inbreeding. They weren't told that they were brother and sister.
But bears know that they're brother?
They don't care. They're just trying to get some.
I thought there's something innate in animals where they're like, I'm not going to sleep with my brother.
I don't think so.
I guess I saw that. I read that wrong.
How hot?
Let's not.
I don't know.
How hot is the polar bear?
I'm just a guy. I'm trying to get some over
here.
No,
you're not just a guy.
My sister's close. Whatever.
Could you, you know...
Well, she's the only one here.
I hope I didn't.
I'm not going in a spider monkey cage.
I hope I didn't talk over any of that because out of context, you saying I'm a guy just trying to get some, but is the only one here. See, I'm not even going to say it because I don't want it pulled on me. I hope I didn't talk over what you just said.
Just a guy trying to get some.
And who's there?
Nobody.
Okay.
It's all I got. Hey, listen, if that's all you got, that's all you got. We're done. Charlie Polillo's next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, everybody.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.